up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a happy new year.
Yeah, there it is. Except that's from two, but anyway.
It's from two, but it's
from two. Next, we got Pete. Pete, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, you know, I went very method in this episode. I sent my family to Paris, and I've hired two incompetent burglars to come in and break into my house at 9 o'clock tonight. So we better get going on this podcast.
What Pete doesn't realize and what our audience doesn't realize is we actually taped this at 9 o'clock his time. So anyway,
say it.
Thank you, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Do it. And I'm not afraid.
Oh, that was good, Steve.
Oh. Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. This is our last show for season 5, but we're coming back in season 6 in January, and we got some fun stuff coming back, including our first ever revisit of a movie. So,
really?
Yes. But as we usually do, tonight we are watching Home Alone. It's 1990s Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, and a great cast, an amazing cast. I'm not going to go into all the names because some of them will show up in trivia here in just a little bit. But it's Kevin gets left home on accident, and while his family goes to Paris, and two inept burglars. Basically, it's what Pete said. And he defeats the burglars, then has the most amazing cleanup time ever. And his family comes back, and he realizes he's been bad, and they think they're sorry for leaving him there, but are they really? But anyways, come on. As a parent, we've all had thoughts of, you know, if we could just go on this vacation without the kid.
Yeah, but the vacation was they flew to Paris, stayed in the hotel room for 2 days, and then flew home. Not a good vacation.
Our mom didn't even stay for 2 days.
But they watched It's a Wonderful Life in French.
In French.
And did anyone notice what, this is just a little bit of a teaser trivia, what movie was playing when he walks into the kitchen and turns it on? Anyone notice?
Oh, I did see it.
When who walks
in? 34th.
Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah. So it's one of those, where is everybody? Yeah, he's watching Miracle on 34th Street. Great movie. Maureen O'Hara. I mean, guys, if that was on Disney Plus, we would be watching it. Mm-hmm. But it's not at the moment anyway. So, but we are going to do trivia. I like to do trivia on some of these older ones, some of the ones that everyone has watched. We've all rewatched it this week, a couple of us multiple times, because all of a sudden it's everywhere on TV.
As it should be.
So, you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Ready to go.
All right. Is that the first
question? Wait a second. Let me write that down.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I thought there was a question.
All right. So the first question is, which actor plays Marv? Because it was going to be which actor plays Harry, but we discussed that in the pre-show, so I had to change it.
You know what's funny? We even looked this up because I wanted to know what other movies he was in while we were watching it. Lots, and my husband said his name, and I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I think I have it.
It helps. He was in City Slickers. He was in Rookie of the Year, which we've watched.
He was in the Wonder Years.
He directed Rookie of the Year.
He was the voiceover in Wonder Years. What's his name?
I know.
Pete probably knows.
I'm so mad.
Okay. Wait. Steve, do you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I said Daniel Stern.
Pete?
You are correct.
That is correct. Daniel Stern.
I got nothing.
I had the easy one of who plays Harry.
Well, I know. Okay. Well, I know.
I'll only do it the one time. Sorry.
Thank you. Just because No, we're trying to be positive here. And
yeah.
We have to be Kate. So
I believe you and Kate.
Thank you so much.
Our next question is, which actor improvised most of his lines during a 23-hour day? He was there for one day in the shoot and improvised just about all of his lines. It helps. He was on SCTV. He was in another movie with Macaulay Culkin right before this came out.
And all of his scenes were with another SCTV alumni.
Yes. Nope. So, Kate, what you got? John Candy, Pete says, and Steve both. Yes, it is John Candy. He was there for one day, got paid basically scale. He made like $416, which he wasn't thrilled about with the way this made, you know, $476 million. But he was on set for one day, including the funeral home story. You can, if you look at Catherine O'Hara, you can see her eyes. That it's one of those, where is he going with this?
So, yeah, that scene felt very improv'd to me.
It was.
And I have to say, there's a few sad moments in this movie. Nothing was sadder to me than whenever I see John Candy in a movie, I'm sad at how young he died.
Yes, I would agree. All right. Thanks to Pete, everyone should get this next one.
Ooh.
Which other actor got their comedy start at Second City?
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I actually...
I didn't say the name of the character, did it? Or I didn't say the name of the person, did I?
This would have been my guess, but I didn't know this. But this would have been my guess, even if Pete hadn't helped.
So, yeah, actor got the start at Second City. Both of them actually up in the Toronto version of Second City. But it is...
Catherine O'Hara!
Catherine O'Hara, yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is dating me a lot, but I grew up on SCTV with the two of them and Joe Flaherty and Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas, yeah, and Eugene Levy, who is, you know, pretty, yeah, well known nowadays too. They were all on SCTV.
Okay. Now we're going to get into a little bit of the making of this. Who was the original choice to play Kevin?
I have no idea.
Give me a second.
And to the point of the part was written with this child actor in mind.
Okay.
This is 1990, right?
And it's someone I guarantee you've all heard of.
Oh, what's his name?
And as we're filling time for those of you, well, you know, Kate has a guess. Pete is still trying to think. Steve is hoping and praying.
I don't know.
I have a guess.
Kate, who's your guess?
My guess is Ben Savage.
Okay. Wrong. Steve?
Ricky Schroeder.
Wrong. The original choice to play Kevin was Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, that was rude.
Yeah.
That was rude.
The part was written with Macaulay Culkin in mind. He had just done Uncle Buck. And
with John Candy, right?
Yes, yeah, with John Candy. But they were afraid. They actually still made him read for it out of like a couple hundred kids. But basically, it was his. He had just come off Uncle Buck. They didn't want to think it was like they were just, you know, using him just because it was hot. He was hot. But yeah, it was originally, he was the original choice for Kevin.
Interesting.
Okay. See how close you pay attention to details. What kind of aftershave makes Kevin scream? What's the brand name?
Oh.
Rude. This is a rude question.
Why?
Because.
I think I know.
Does he say it?
No.
You can see the bottle, though.
You can see the bottle. And I would say, Kate, I know this is a brutal question. So.
I can see. What's so funny is I can see the scene, right? Mm-hmm. I can see him like, psh, psh. Like, I can see. Yeah. I have no.
which every guy who has ever put on aftershave, the alcohol on a freshly shaved face. Ow.
Ouch. So, I've never done that, but I can feel that burn.
Yeah. So, Kate, no guess?
I got nothing.
Pete?
I believe it was Brute.
Brute.
It was Brute. Yes, that's the reason this is a brutal question.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well,
nice
well played.
Back.
Good play. Hey, well played.
All right. What does Kevin buy for the kids when he's in the grocery store?
Got it.
And it is such a 1990 thing to buy for an 8-year-old that, you know, just about everyone had at least some of these. Mine had I had two different kinds and had a great big airplane.
I don't think I had these.
Because the ones I got, one of the sets was after 1991. So it was tan.
Oh, jeez.
Ready?
That's a giveaway.
That is a giveaway. What are they?
I said Green Army Men.
They are Green Army Men. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yep. Okay. If you've been paying attention to our opening, you know this next answer because it came up. What time do Harry and Marv arrive on Christmas Eve?
Got it.
I ruined a lot of trivia tonight.
Yeah, you did.
I got it.
I think we did
9 p.m.
Technically, it was 9:01 because the clock had just... Yeah, it was 9 o'clock. Yeah. No, I'm not... I wouldn't do that.
He didn't even get to eat his mac and cheese. That was disappointing.
That was so rude. So rude. Or drink his goblet of milk.
Boy. Next one is a true-false question. True or false? Buzz's girlfriend was Chris Columbus's daughter. That's who they took a picture of.
Okay. Ready?
Kate,
I said true.
I said false.
False. It is actually the son of the art director dressed up like a girl because they didn't want any girl to be the one that they actually said, your girlfriend, woof.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Guys. I have a question.
Okay.
I'll wait until trivia is over just in case you, this is a trivia question. Never mind. I'll wait until trivia is over.
Okay. Okay. Guys, we're going to do a lightning round.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So this is why I had you get Harry or Marv Harry cards. Marv. Did the following happened to Harry or Marv? Harry or Marv. Okay? So the first one is...
Wait, hold on. Just because I know I'm going to get him. Harry is Joe Pesci.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Icy Steps.
Both.
Is both, yes. The Hot Doorknob.
Yeah.
Yes, which actually is a direct reference to Indiana Jones. They did it kind of as a
Harry.
Okay, the iron to the face.
Marv.
Marv.
The nail in the foot.
Ooh, I hate that.
That is the one I can't, that's the one that I can't actually watch it go in.
Yes, I look away. Oh.
The blowtorch.
Oh, Harry.
Harry.
Broken ornaments.
Marv,
I think. Okay.
Micro Machines.
Both.
I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
It's both.
Okay.
Both. When they go, that's when they fall back, you know, slip and fall.
And one of them lands on the other.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The paint cans.
That is Marv.
Both.
That's right. We should have had it. You should have had us put an option for both.
He's testing us.
Crowbar to the chest.
Oh.
I can see it. I'm gonna say Harry.
It is Harry. Yes.
Okay.
And snow shovel.
Isn't that both?
I'm gonna say Harry.
Saying both.
It is both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which the fact that they got hit with everything and the snow shovel is what takes them out. The snow shovel that I could hit my son over the head and he'd go, what? Okay.
Well, they were already concussed, so it didn't take
true. Them. Very true.
Okay. Got four more questions.
Oh, okay. We're still going.
So going on back to normal trivia. Okay. Which trap used the Pepper's ghost effect?
Oh.
What?
The Pepper's
I don't know
ghost,
what that is.
Okay. It's think Haunted Mansion. Think basically you shine a light on something and there's a pane of glass that reflects it so you can see.
Oh.
Ghost effect.
The
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I need some answers.
I don't know. I don't remember that. So
I think is it part of the mannequins when the mannequins are dancing? Oh, okay.
No, it is not the feathers. It's the blowtorch to his head. There's a head model and the flames coming down and looking like it's bouncing off his head. It's because they're using the Pepper's ghost effect to make
not the actual movie, but how they shot the scene.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I still wouldn't have gotten it though.
Yeah. Which trap was the Which trap was the director's least favorite?
I'm going to guess.
The director's least favorite. I'll say the...
I guess one again.
I got my guess. No, I don't want a hint.
Okay.
Okay. The nail.
A nail in the foot.
It's actually the feathers.
Oh, good job, Pete.
Basically because he thought after everything he's done to them, the feathers is really, really... Feathers? What does that do to them? To me, that would be the hardest one to clean up, too.
That's what I thought it was, is because when they shoot movies, they have to, constantly reset and reshoot. And I was thinking that was such a mess that it would have to redo it.
No, he just thought it was anticlimactic. Okay?
Yeah.
Two more. What was the name of the across-the-street neighbors?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the ones where...
Yeah.
It's the one.
I can tell you the name of the old man.
That's not the question.
I actually don't know that, so if you do that, I'll get it right.
I only know because it told me in the subtitles. I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm going Jameson's.
I seem to remember it's like the Murphys or something like that.
Carpenters?
Pete's correct. It's the Murphys.
Nice job, Pete.
Oh, I read the name's Murphy. And this one you have to think a little bit about, but it's in there. What day of the week was Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
Hold on.
I guess you got a 1 in 7 chance, right? Let's see, in 1990, where was I?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk my way through this because I know when Catherine O'Hara is in Paris, they're like, oh, we could get you on a flight on Friday. And she's like, that's 2 days from now. That's too long. But does she? I don't know. What are your all's guesses? I don't know.
I'm going with Tuesday.
That was good. That was my
initial thought was Thursday, but now that you say Friday, I think it might have been Friday.
I'm going to say Saturday.
But I guess Thursday.
You should have gone with Kate's original. It's Friday because the family flies. Because
then the family all shows up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We took that morning flight, the one you didn't want to wait for.
Right. Yeah.
All right. How'd you do, guys?
Okay, wait. I have two that... One of them is going to be really hard, and one of them isn't.
Okay.
But they're not official trivia. What was the name of the movie that Kevin McAllister put in and quoted?
Angels with Dirty Faces?
Dirty Souls.
Oh, Dirty Souls.
Okay. Angels with Dirty Souls.
Angels with Filthy Souls.
Oh, Filthy Souls.
And then this one is really hard, and there is a specific reason why I witnessed it. what type of candy box was in Buzz's when Kevin goes through and finds the firecrackers? There is a box of candy sitting on top. What kind of candy was it?
That isn't it?
It's a Junior Mints box. I only know that because Junior Mints are my favorite. And I was like, oh my God, Junior Mints. But
So how'd you do at home? How'd you guys do?
I got six, not counting the lightning round.
Okay.
I have no idea. Two, I didn't count.
Three.
I got at least three wrong.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. I think I got three total.
But so that was just, you know, something fun. Again, I like doing ones that movies lots of people have seen.
How did everybody do at home?
Yeah, how did everyone do it at home? You know,
anyone get 100%?
Leave it in the YouTube comments or send us an email. Let us know how you did. If you're a trivia, if you're the trivia champion, we can have you on and you can try and stump the quiz masters.
That's right. Next quiz.
Yep. So, okay. So, guys, we've all talked about home. What about Home Alone is the silver tuna? What is the best part of Home Alone? Not what was good about it, what was, you know, nice. What is the best part of Home Alone? And I'm going to go first on this one, just because I think it is just about a perfect movie from the time he gets to the church until the end of the attack scene.
You know what's funny? My husband said the exact same thing. When we were watching it and he was leaving the church, my husband was like, okay, this is the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, I would include the part where he's at the church and talks to old man Marley.
Mm-hmm. Marley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marley.
Oh, Marley. Christmas Carol. It does have that tie-in. So, but to me, it's that section of the movie that if I'm watching this on TV and that's where they are, that is the part I will always watch. So, Kate, what's the best?
Well, if we can't, I mean, you don't want us to say like what we loved. Can I say more than one thing?
Start with one.
Okay. Anything that Marv and Harry touch, their physical comedy is so good. And Casey and I, we started talking about this together, and then we just started laughing because it's so true. The sound effects that they make in like just. When with the brick and he's like, better come get more. It's just, that's the second movie. We've watched both of them, but it's just the sound effects that they make and the physical comedy and their height difference. Like Marv.
Did you know that the scream with the tarantula, he actually had to do silently because he didn't want to startle it. Because if they startle the tarantula, it might bite him. So we had to do the scream silently.
I didn't know that. That's so funny.
And they only got one take because that's all they could convince him to do. But yeah.
That's so funny. Just sheer comedic genius, in my opinion. That's one of the things. I have several more, but go ahead, Pete.
So I'm going to mention something I specifically noticed this viewing is... Every single Christmas song in this movie is a absolute masterpiece. The soundtrack for this movie is also great. The John Williams score is also great. But every single Christmas song, and there's a lot of Christmas songs in this movie, is a classic, stone cold classic. And I was like, no wonder this movie works so well. Where did they got so many great songs? So
they didn't always get the most famous version of it.
That didn't matter. The versions they got, like the classic versions of them. So that's what I'm going to pick for now. So, Steve?
Well, I'm down to my fourth one because everyone's second, like my top ones. I'd say a highlight was John Candy's short, like almost like little like cameo.
Yes.
Of just a highlight considering how short he's in is a standout. Yeah, you know, I'm the polka king of the Midwest.
Polka. Yeah, like when he's listening to the song.
It's kind of, we sold 625 copies of our album.
Copies of that.
Sheboygan.
Very, very big in Sheboygan.
Yeah. So,
where's that band headed to? Did they drop her off?
Milwaukee.
So.
What airport does Catherine O'Hara end up in after Denver?
The actual airport or where they say she is?
Scranton.
Scranton, which there's no way.
There's not a big airport.
I fly into the Scranton airport every year because I work with Scranton High School show choir. And I looked at my husband. I was like, that's not the Scranton airport. It's not that big.
It doesn't have facilities for wide bodies.
Yeah. Right.
Fair.
So, yeah, there's no way she flew from Paris to Scranton.
Dallas to Scranton.
Or did the Alice Harry?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kate, what else were you going to add?
The casting. And I know we talked about this a little bit, but the casting, because I was thinking, like, I was actively watching this movie trying to find things that are negative, which we'll get to next. But in looking for the negative, it also shined so much of the positive that you just... The casting was just so good. The John Candy, like what Steve said, and the perfect casting of those two villains. I cannot picture anyone else other than Macaulay Culkin and Catherine O'Hara playing the mom. This was just like a little Easter egg for me. The guy who plays, well, I guess this is a question for you. The guy who plays when Catherine O'Hara calls the police station and she sends it to Child Services or what, a family emergency.
Family trauma, yeah.
What other sitcom have you seen that actor in?
I have seen him on Home Improvement.
Okay, what else? There's another one, a big one.
Was he on Seinfeld?
No. Oh. One of my very favorite TV shows.
Okay, was he on Friends?
Yes. He was Mr. Heckles. He was the upstairs neighbor on Friends. So sure. It's just such a well-done movie with, you've got like moments that are heavy. The moment in the church is heavy. Like that, when he says like, aren't you too big to be afraid? And he's like, everybody gets afraid. And just, I get overly emotional on Christmas anyway, but God, I love this movie. It's just so good. Continue.
Okay. Well, if that's what the silver tuna was, what about this do we wish would just disappear? What didn't quite work in this movie? And Steve, since you had to go last time, I'll let you go first this time.
It's not really there, but you have to have sort of the suspension of disbelief. We were talking like before the show of, oh, you mean they would have been so dead.
It's a Warner Brothers cartoon at the end.
Right. Mm. Like if you could get over that and roll with it, like you said, that last part of the movie, it's just hilarious. Like one after, I feel like I'm the 9-year-old boy again, laughing at all this violence humor.
Yeah. And right. Guys, this is one movie that came out. I was 9 years old when this came out. So I was the target audience, a 9-year-old boy. I remember seeing this multiple times. I remember this. So this came out in November. Guys, this was in theaters for over 9 months.
What? Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was the
biggest movie of 1990 and 1991, I believe, or at least very close in 1991. It was like top three.
The highest grossing comedy movie until Deadpool.
Yeah, this movie, I mean, Steve probably remembers. This movie was huge.
It was huge
everywhere.
It was huge.
Yeah.
They played this movie in theaters until August of the next year.
Yes. And then it went to the Buck Flicks and was still there in Christmas.
Well, I think also at the time, part of it was there was the America's Funniest Home Videos. So anyone getting hurt was hilarious. So, I mean, this was like three.
And I'm talking first run theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
go ahead, Pete.
I was in college and I remember going with all my college friends to see this movie. I mean, as Derek said, it was for 9-year olds, but like we all thought it was hilarious too. So
I feel like, and this is a little bit of a side tangent, but I kind of miss what you all are describing, because with streaming and with instant and everything, the way that movies have work has changed, the way that we view movie theaters has changed. And I kind of miss what you're talking about of like, no, this movie was so good. I went and saw it 20 times in theaters because that's the only place that you could see it because it doesn't stream anywhere. And right. just like even, and I know that these still sort of exist, but even like dollar theaters, like.
Yeah, they don't much anymore.
They don't much anymore.
Dollar theaters now are cost the same as the first run theaters when I was in high school.
Yeah, it's a whole different. I don't know. Just hearing you say that, Derek, made me very nostalgic for like, oh, my God, this movie was so good. We're going to see it again this weekend. Like just and in being May. Able to like afford to get popcorn and a soda. Hey. Like, yeah.
So Jurassic Park came out in the summer of 1993 and I saw it in Buffalo. I moved to Buffalo in January 1994, and I think it was April 1994. I went that movie I saw in theaters a year after it came out.
Yes, and it wasn't a re-release. It was still there.
It was still in theaters, yeah.
Crazy. I mean, that's awesome. Like, I'm wondering, is there a movie?
It was already out on video, and it was still playing in movie theaters, yes. in dollar movie theaters, because... Wow. At that time, all you had was basically VHS and little crappy TVs. And, you know, so people didn't, if people wanted to see Jurassic Park, they still went to the theater. So,
Yeah. And Home Alone went out of theaters and into VHS almost immediately in August of 91.
I wonder how Macaulay Culkin wrote. I wonder what his contract was.
Not nearly as much as for the second one.
Yeah, he didn't make much for this, but I think he made $10 million for something. It might not even have been for the second one, but
There's My Girl. There's
was the good fun.
He was also in Stand By Me, wasn't he?
No.
No, but it was My Girl. Yeah.
I refuse to watch that movie because I know what happens and I just start crying just thinking about what happens in that movie. So, he can't see without his glasses.
Can the rest of us say what we didn't like?
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah. So. For me, the biggest moment of that is not how that should go is her showing up at the house and just standing there.
I noticed that this time too.
And not rushing to him and crying and holding him and, okay, right. I'm so, so sorry. And him running and, oh, mom. I mean, there would be more emotions than, Kevin, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was at
fault. You're making Kate cry, Derek.
And then the fact that the one who shows the most emotion is the dad when he walks in.
Right.
It's just, that is the thing that bugs me the most about this is that, as I said, that's why I stopped it at the end of the traps is because from there to the end bugs me when she comes back.
Except I would say, I almost said it for my favorite thing when he's looking out the window at the very end and he sees the sun with Marley. That's like,
which was not originally there. That was actually an add-on after the test screenings. Is they wanted him to Marley out of a happy ending.
So yeah. Okay. When you're done, I do have something else now. I guess popped in my mind. Kate,
what don't you like?
So mine is at the very, very beginning of the movie. That there's this police officer just standing in their house and everyone's running around, not noticing that this police officer is just standing. And like, even when the parents come by, they're like, oh, hey, okay, bye. And it's like, is it like that was the first thing that was like, okay, that's not, which it sounds berserk when it's like, and then Marv and Harry got hit by a ironing board or whatever, an iron. For some reason, I could suspend belief in that. But for when it came to a police officer just standing in their hallway. Nope.
With no one calling an adult. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pete.
So I got two, and one's probably more minor than the other. The minor one is I don't like that Catherine O'Hara is a little too mean to him in the beginning of the movie. I want her to be the one person that's, you know, I mean, she could still like sit him down and be like, look, we got to calm down. I want you to go sit up here or whatever. But she's like, she says some nasty things to him too. And I don't, it makes me not like that character for about half the movie.
I would agree.
And so that's one. The other one is, okay, you can't, they make it believable that you could fly off to France and not realize that you missed one of your 10 kids. Okay. You live in Chicago and you know nobody in all of Chicago that you could call to go to your house and check on your kid. I just don't.
They're all gone on vacation. That's nothing.
Everyone in Chicago is on vacation. I don't believe it.
The city of Chicago is barren.
If I left my kid at home, I work with 120 people. I would call one of them. If the police is, first of all, the police would be way more responsive. If you said, I left my 8-year-old at home, they would be way more responsive than go knock on the door. Regardless of that, there's 200, every single person in my phone I would call, and one of them would be home. Not everybody in the world goes on vacation.
Yeah. Steve, what was your other one?
Don't buy that.
How all the cousins and his sibling are totally okay with their Paris vacation being ruined because they had to come back early.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be some complaining, and so, but they're all happy to see him. How wonderful! Some.
Hi, Adriana. Hi. By the way,
I have one. You can so tell that this is pre-9/11.
Oh,
when the woman is like, just go find an empty seat and coat. Like, who? Now, if you even try to switch to an empty row, they're like, ma'am, that's not your seat. You need to go back to your original seat.
Since it's a half hour drive to the airport, getting from the front door to the gate in 15 minutes and them reopening the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. The door was closed. That would have been all done.
Also,
I forgave all that because it was 1990. So,
right. But just like, nah, screw it. Our kids are in coach. We're in first class. Like, what?
Okay. I didn't even get that.
No, that I buy. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with a bunch of teenagers and you can sit up on a 9-hour flight or whatever it is.
Where's the champagne? It's free, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Did anyone else notice, though, and this is a small thing, when the oldest sister is counting, she actually counts herself twice?
No, I didn't notice that.
So she gets to the right number by counting herself twice and the other kid, which
I do have to give props to the movie for making it seem realistic that it could happen, though.
Yes, I
like by having the pass his passport and ticket get swept into the garbage.
Yes.
The other kid shows up in the car and he gets counted, and all the chaos of the morning and everything. They did an effective job. I remember I was whatever 20 going to this movie and going, this is going to be stupid. And then you're like, okay, well, they wrote that in a way that you can believe that it happened.
And that's why teachers on field trips, we do name to face before the trip, name to face when we get there.
Yeah.
I feel like, and maybe some of you can speak to this, but I feel like it was definitely men who wrote the scene after the church with all of the tricks, right? Because, and I know my husband said this, after this movie, he was like, oh yeah, me and my little brother, we absolutely made a map of our house and how we were going to protect our house if someone. And so I feel like in the drawing room when they started planning the tricks and everything, that was so much fun. Like, I feel like it was a whole bunch of men being like, oh my God.
Why does it have to be men?
Because I
was men. But why does
I don't think men? Women would. Okay. It's boy humor. It's boy that? Humor.
It is boy humor. Okay. So here's another nitpick for everybody. Kevin is a tactical genius because he knew the Marv would go into the basement, walk up the stairs, lose his shoes and socks, come back outside and go in through the window and step on the ornaments.
Yes.
Because yeah. if anyone had come through the window with shoes on, the ornaments would have done nothing. Right. So he knew that he was going to be able to get the guy to take off his shoes.
It is kind of neat, though.
That, very impressive.
Macaulay Culkin is actually the one they had draw the map.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. You can't tell me that there wasn't just giddiness in the planning of these scenes.
I'm sure it was fun.
The entire screenplay was written in 9 days.
What?
Yeah. John Hughes wrote this in 9 days.
Is John Hughes is like the Brat Pack.
Candles.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, anything else on Home Alone?
Oh, one other.
Another one.
Okay.
Pete might appreciate this being an engineer of, because I was watching a video of how there's a sled would no way get out the door.
No.
When you look at the angle, like there's no way.
My son and I have looked at too, because, you know, he wanted to go into engineering. It's a case of, yeah, there's no angle there. I found it interesting though, for the take that they got. So it originally had there were brakes on the sled and they had a ramp built to get it to go flying out. On the actual last take, the one they used, the stunt coordinator, right before they said action, shut off the brake. So flying down and went flying out. And that's the big thing. Kevin McCarthy is a stunt double, a 30-year-old man. And you can kind
of, every OSHA violation.
And you can kind of tell.
On the slide, you can 100% tell it is not. When he's going from to the treehouse.
You get off the zip line, tied around the tree, with both hands still on the thing.
Suspending belief.
Oh, yeah. Suspending disbelief.
That's what it is.
So, Pete, what else do you have?
Oh, did anyone else listen? I loved the soundtrack. Did anyone else get some Harry Potter feels and some
the
soundtrack? Oh, totally, yes.
And I looked at Casey at one point and I was like, this is John Williams, right? And he said, yeah. And I was like...
Not the original composer, though.
Oh, really?
No. The original composer, actually, they got through all of initial filming, and it wasn't working. And Chris Columbus joked, yeah, maybe we should get John Williams. Yeah, and they said, okay. So.
Wild.
I mean, so, guys, we always do cups of pixie dust out of 5. I can't see any low numbers coming here at all. Kate, cups of pixie dust out of 5 for the original Home Alone.
5.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Pete?
I don't know. I'm giving it 4.5. I love this movie a lot, but it's not... I can't put it even in my... It's not even my number one Christmas movie, so 4.5. It's a great movie.
What is your number one Christmas movie?
Oh, gosh.
Think on that. We'll do this and then we'll come back. Think on that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 4. I'm between 3.5, 4, but I do enjoy it. 4.
Okay. And I'm actually going to go 4.5.
Wow.
And that's up. When I watched it originally, last Thursday, I was going to give it a 4, but just it has come on a couple more times. And it's one of those, this is such a good movie.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news?
Yes. Disney Plus news. The previously announced Holes reboot into a series has been canceled by Disney Plus. The producers say that Disney is no longer going to create the series. Not entirely surprised.
Yeah, I'm not either, just because of the original Holes was, and because they were going to change the story a lot. So, and we cannot get through the Disney Plus news without mentioning the fact that Rob Reiner was
passed away,
was taken from us this last weekend. All of us love his movies, has some great movies. One of his we have done on here. We did Princess Bride on here, and I think we can all agree that is one of his.
Did we all give that 5s?
No.
Really?
I wasn't on, but I would have given it a 5.
What did I give it?
I don't know.
It wasn't on your list of 5s.
It was not on your list of 5s. I know. I can keep looking.
It doesn't.
But brought up a question, and let's go ahead and do it. Favorite Christmas movie? Just one, and I want one. Favorite Christmas movie, Kate?
White Christmas.
Okay. Pete?
Am I allowed a television thing?
Yes.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Excellent choice.
Mine's A Christmas Story.
Another excellent choice.
That's actually one I haven't watched yet this year. Mine's Muppet Christmas Carol. That's me going movies. If it's favorite Christmas thing, yeah, I got to go with Pete on this one. Charlie Brown Christmas. But
if it's movie, like if we're limited to like theatrical thing, Elf. I love Elf.
It's a good choice too.
See, Will Ferrell just annoys me more than anything. Usually,
I get that. I can totally get that. He annoys me in some things, but it works in that movie for me.
So for Princess Bride, I give it a 4.5. Kate gave it a 4.5. Pete gave it a 4.5, and Steve gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4.5. Okay.
Okay. I think I'm having like a fever dream of some sort. Do you all remember the Christmas? I want to say it was claymation, but maybe not. But it was the raisins.
Yes, there. Yeah, there's a
Christmas. What is that? What was that?
It's California Raisins Christmas. You search. It's on YouTube.
Okay. And like they would run it and it would have like Rudolph claymation and the heat miser and snow miser. And then the raisins would come in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was a clip show.
Yeah, I liked that.
Okay. Does anyone else remember A Muppet Family Christmas?
No.
Was that the one with John Denver?
No, this was the one where they go to Fozzie's mom's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I verily remember that. Yes. Okay. She's
ready to go to Florida. And all of a sudden they all show up. And the guy who's going to rent her house from her is Doc from Fraggle Rock.
Oh.
And all the Fraggles show up and all of Sesame Street shows up.
Oh my gosh.
I got to tell you, Derek, we're watching it next year because that is on Disney Plus.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I just saw it. It is. I mean, I saw an ad for it.
If that is on Disney Plus, we should have watched it this year. It's just that. I mean.
Can we also watch Home Alone 2 next year? It's so good. It's just as good as the first one. And I don't say that easily.
Oh, Kate just got dropped for that one. I think it's not as good as the first one. It's good. It's not that good.
It's much crueler than the first one.
Oh, it's so mean.
So good. Bird Lady.
Okay. So,
Bird Lady.
James Carwell's in this? Oh, sorry. Anyway, wrong Bird Lady. Okay, guys, as we always do right around Christmas, we are taking approximately a month break with everything that goes on in Christmas. It works so much easier if we just take a break. Let us recharge our batteries a little bit. Let us reset. We've got season 6 coming up. Episode will come out January 15th. There's some fun stuff coming out, but guys, we need ideas. We need ideas for season 6 just because nothing came out in the theaters, so nothing's going to come out in Disney on Disney Plus. So you have suggestions.
Make us do another Avatar movie.
Don't worry, everyone. I will be reporting back on the Taylor Swift docuseries as soon as all 6 episodes have dropped. I will do a full segment on it. You're welcome. I know you are all worried.
I was.
It's very good.
I'm more worried about her, back to her boyfriend's football team's out of the playoffs, but anyway.
and your quarterback's busted.
Yeah, not anymore. He already had his surgery. Not anymore.
I thought he was still.
He already had his surgery. So anyway. Yeah, guys, give us email at plusfortunegmail.com. And if there's something you want to see us change about the show, nothing is set in stone. We are willing to get rid of just about anything.
If you like Kate down there in the corner, oops, other way.
Oh,
and they're in the corner instead.
No, I will say, guys, that's the one thing we won't change is the four of us and our producer in the back. We've been together for too long that you're stuck with us. But if there's something else you want to see us. You want to see
that
us?
That was so well played.
I think we should all get sound things.
I generally don't use them because I know they're obnoxious, but that was just perfect when he said you're stuck with us.
Yeah. So if there's things you want to see us review movies differently, if there's stuff you want to see different, let us know because we can adapt to you. Let us know on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. We have new episodes coming out most Thursdays on YouTube and all the major podcasting services, including next year. For Pete, Kate, Steve, and Gina in the background, we will see everyone in 2026.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Happy New Year.
Merry holidays.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.